under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oft times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made this statement: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now notice, if you continue in my word, that's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Then, after you've remained in the word, staying in the word, studying the word, looking at what the word says, then you're my disciples indeed. That word could be indeed, are translated truly. A true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ will stay in the word of God. Listen, and it says, "And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." A lot of people just simply bifurcate that and say, "The truth shall make you free." No. It's if you stay in the word. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say again, at the risk of redundancy, that as we look at the global events, these local, state, national, international, global events, as we look at what's happening around the globe, we need to do so through the prism of the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? Listen, there's not anything that's taking place in the world today that God has not already pre-written. It's history pre-written in the Word of God. May I commend that book to you? It's called the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, the truth book, as I like to call it. And I do that because in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement made about the Word of God: "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Now that's a pretty good length of time. The truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, we might hear things taking place today. Some are saying odds and various things in relationship to what Trump is doing on the global scene. Some is saying, no, he shouldn't. Others saying, yes, he should. We find some of the Republicans today that are joining hands with the loose likes lost liberals called the Democrats that are trying to tie Trump's hands with carrying out international affairs. And that, according to my Constitution, is in the hands of the chief executive officer known as the president and the president only. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have all kinds of decisions as to what people think ought to be done in relationship to truth. I go back to George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Do not commend him on his secularist ideals and ideas and so forth, but I do say this. Orwell said in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, he said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that to be factually true today, if I can use a play on those words. But listen, when it comes to truth, we as Christians, in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, we're the only ones that have the truth in our hands. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said the America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And this is in part what Dement said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've heard me say before, but the more we see a decline in Christendom, the more we see churches closing. According to the latest statistics, it shows that about 15,000 churches will close in 2026. As we see this taking place, that vacuum will be filled with everything but truth. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the need to recognize that as the church declines, as morals, ethics, and values decline, those things which are absolutely incompatible with truth, incompatible with our Constitution, incompatible with spiritual things, Christianity, and the right, the freedom of speech, and the religious liberties, incompatible with it, as we see the church is closing. I'm vitally concerned about where we're going in our nation. As I listen to what some are saying, and we'll talk about it in a moment, it's a very, very vivid picture of a lack of knowledge. And the Bible says the people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, according to a survey of about 1 year ago, the headline says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, that age group says each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. Anything that deviates from that is not truth. A bifurcation of truth is not truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. And we find, according to a massive article that says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And it goes on to talk about in that article, America's institutions are suffering from a collapse in the public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. Ladies and gentlemen, each of those areas seem to have a feeling that you can bifurcate truth, that truth is simply relative, that there's no such thing as real truth, definitive truth, that you can bend it any way that you want to. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Now, I found a lot of Christians that say they believe in the truth. I found a lot of individuals that say that truth is relative, truth ought to be sought, truth ought to be followed, etc. But I found very few that's willing to stand and defend the truth. Now, going back to September, I believe it was, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. The reason he was assassinated because he was willing to stand on the truth and defend the truth even to death. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus tarries, if the rapture of the church awaits, I believe we'll come to a day and time in America and around the globe where we as Christians will be called upon to stand for truth visibly, victoriously, vocally, and every other fashion, be called upon to stand for truth. And ladies and gentlemen, you won't find truth on Communist Network News. You won't find the truth, see the truth on what is found on either side of the aisle in Washington today. Truth is truth. We need to stand on truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of the homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the professional lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? 11291 Old San Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, on the campus of Tools for Time, you'll find a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do a brief monologue, and after the monologue, I'm going to open the telephone lines, allow you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion today. We're talking about witnessing prophecy being fulfilled. Witnessing prophecy being fulfilled. Perhaps you say, how are we doing that? Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've been asleep, I don't know. But it is frightening as we realize just how many people are simply anemic, ignorant, or unlearned as to what is happening in America today, and yea, around the world. In fact, a good example of that, I was watching, trying to find television news this morning early, found many of the news channels for some reason. We have Comcast. For some reason, it's apparently a Comcast problem. Most of those networks were down, said unavailable. And so I wound up scrolling over and watching the C-SPAN, where people call in and ask questions. I'm going to give you this as an example of what I'm saying when I say that multitudes are unlearned, anemic, are sheer ignorant of what's happening in the world. It shows to me, proves to me, that they're not familiar with what the Scripture says, not familiar with the prophetic text as to where we're going as a nation and as a world based on the authority of the Word of God. A good example, ladies and gentlemen, of watching television C-SPAN this morning. A caller called in, a woman. She said, I'm 82 years old. Let me just give you three or four points of things that she discussed that illustrates very clearly what I'm saying in relationship to an ignorance, anemia, unlearned as to what's happening, and it's because of not knowing the Word of God. She said, we should not have federal agents, ICE agents, throwing people on the ground, putting a gun to somebody's head. She said, that's just not right. That's not American. She goes further. We ought not to have citizens being killed by these masked men on the streets in our cities. She further says, America should not have families separated from their loved ones, taken out of the country with no reason behind it. She's not familiar with 20 to 25 million illegal invaders that were allowed to cross the southern border under the Biden administration. She's not familiar with the thugs that are in some of the cities that we're dealing with, like now in Minnesota, where rape, robbery, mayhem, fraud, burglaries are all taking place on a massive scale. She's not familiar with, apparently, what's taking place where the Islamic jihadists are trying to stand up now and take over America. They've already taken over New York City as the mayor. They're trying to take over Texas. They already have control of Dearborn, Michigan, and most of the other cities in the Michigan hub in that immediate area. She's not familiar with that, apparently. Ladies and gentlemen, the other thing that she said, Trump is causing all of these dark shadows. Her words, Trump is causing a dark shadow in America with his removing national leaders. She's talking about removing those in Venezuela or in other places. She's talking about Trump exercising his authority to protect America, and she's not familiar with Section Article 2 in the Constitution giving the president the total sole authority when it comes to international affairs. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a word for that. Let me just read you the definition of a word, and it's one that I just discovered myself. It's called ultracrepidarian. That's ultracrepidarian. Ultracrepidarian. And the definition, the dictionary, Oxford Dictionary definition of that is a person who expresses opinions on matters outside the scope of their knowledge or expertise. Ultra crepidarian. I don't know who invented the word. It is a legitimate dictionary word. And the definition again, a person who exercises and expresses opinions on matters outside the scope of their knowledge and expertise. So the woman on C-SPAN this morning, 82 years old, was evidently an ultra crepidarian. did not, speaking about things she had no knowledge of, speaking about things she had no experience in, and no expertise in whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, she fails to recognize, and I'm using this, that individual without calling the name, of course, don't even know the name, to illustrate to us what we see taking place today and how few people understand what is happening. It's very, very clear and clearly outlined, delineated in 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, "This know also, in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Ladies and gentlemen, what that text is telling us, that we are in the last days. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, that word perilous simply is talking about dark, dangerous, devastating days, difficult times. And I believe that's where we are today without any equivocation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Trump administration sends Democrats into hysteria by freezing the funding to five blue states over fraud concerns. The money will not be released until the Democrat-run states can demonstrate they're in compliance with federal requirements. President Donald Trump told reporters on Sunday that those responsible for the historic fraud in Minnesota, members of the Somali community in particular, aren't just ripping off the Gopher State, but the country at large. Think a bit. About $19 billion they've stolen from Minnesota and from the United States of America. We're not going to pay for it anymore. We're not going to have it. Governor Tim Walz needs to pay for it. We're not going to pay them, and we're not going to pay California, and we're not going to pay Illinois. In the wake of the president's remarks, the Trump administration has already cut off five Democrat-run states' access to over $10 billion in federal child care funds and assistance funds for their states. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, I don't know if you've noticed it, but the mindset with multitudes of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, they're blaming Trump. It's all Trump's fault. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not true at all. When you have someone that's in the seat of authority and responsibility to protect and to defend the United States of America, there must be a recognition, ladies and gentlemen, of some hard things, decisions that must be made to correct the direction that our nation is going in. But the major thing, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand is we're seeing chaos and confusion and calamity in our streets in America and around the globe. Look at what's happening in Iran. I believe the numbers were up into the millions of being in the streets to overthrow the religious leadership, the Islamic jihadist leadership in Iran. I didn't know until recently. Do you realize the government in Iran is now saying, okay, we realize you're hungry, we realize that you're in need. We're going to give every citizen in Iran $7 a month. You understand what I said? $7 a month. Can you understand the depletion of the value of their funds, their currency in Iran? Do we understand what is taking place with the mullahs that's in charge, that's basically milking the people and bringing about chaos and confusion with the paying for and the sponsorship of terror around the globe? And Trump steps in and says, we're going to stop it. And so all of a sudden we have those that are unlearned, anemic, and ignorant in America that's blaming Trump for it. And by the way, even though Trump is the one that's carrying it out, even though Trump is the one that I believe God has given us through divine intervention, Trump back in office. Listen, he himself does not realize that the moves he's making, the actions he's taking, are fulfilling the prophetic text and the word of God. It is God's word that's being fulfilled every day. Trump is simply trying to right the wrong that took place under 12 years of the Obama and Biden administrations, where you recall Barack Hussein Obama, the illegal president of yesteryear, said that he's going to fundamentally change America. And then with the illegal, false, phony, fraudulent election that put Joe Biden in office, ladies and gentlemen, he was further carrying out Barack Obama's plans to fundamentally change America. And that term, fundamentally change, we're about to witness what that really means firsthand out of New York City with the socialist, Marxist, communist, Islamic, jihadist mayor in New York City. He's already running into stumbling blocks, and I'm prayerful that they'll continue to be stumbling blocks, legal stumbling blocks, that'll prevent him from totally making the New York City a communist city right in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I tell you. Whoever she is, I'm less than 100 also. But whoever she is, I just said that, she's lost her ever-loving mind. It should be another word. It should be another word in the dictionary. Absolutely stupid.
Well, you know,
because I'm going to tell you,
you know, Kenneth, there's no cliche. We can fix dumb, but stupid is unfixable. And I believe that's what we're seeing so much today in society, where there's a mindset that somehow, some way, Trump is the bad dude. Trump is the bad guy. Trump is the one that's destroying everything. Trump's trying to introduce to American thuggery. Trump's trying to introduce to those that are not equipped to understand what our Constitution, what our constitutional republic is about. Somehow, some way, he's trying to set things straight and make it right. He's the tool, the instrument that I believe God is using to preserve America just a little while longer. We need to be thankful for that.
Can,
we're listening. We're
can
listening
I ask you one more question?
Let me make a statement. Yes. Listen,
okay.
What we see taking place, though, at the hand of Trump that God is using, we're witnessing Cuba, we're witnessing Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and all of the states that we find in the prophetic text in the Bible. We're witnessing the standing up and the stealing of the backs, that's S-T-E-E-L, stealing of the backs, the backbones of those national leaders of those other nations that, according to the Bible, are the prophetic group that will be bringing about the end days, the end times, as we see them in the Scripture. It excites me when I see it happening because I see what God's Word says. I see where God is going. Now, your other question.
Yes, sir. If I'm not mistaken, isn't Minnesota trying to sue Trump? Especially for like the killing of the young lady, but she was about to run over an ICE agent. If you're going to shoot at me, I'm shooting back at you.
The Islamic jihadist. The Islamic jihadist attorney general in the state of Minnesota is the one that's bringing that about. He has no chance whatsoever of that getting traction in the courts. The Supremacy Clause makes the federal government supreme over state actions and what states do. And the state cannot sue President Trump or the officer that fired the shot that protected his life. They might think they can. They might file the documents. They might do it in a postulating mood that says, look, we're going to be in control and Trump's not. It won't work. So it's one of the things that Trump has to face, his administration, his cabinet, his leadership. But to answer your question, yes, it is the one that is the, I call it the extreme jihadist leadership as the Attorney General in Minnesota that's doing that. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, and the recognition of what is happening. Keep praying, keep looking up. The Scripture says, our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for your call. I believe I have Santiago on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, God bless you in this new year. And I believe everything has their own purpose. You know, God is using the President of the United States to make sure that everything come in place. And another thing, these people that they stealing the money from the American people, like this state, they're abusing the hands that they give food to them, you know. They're stealing the money from us. You know, we try to save people around the world, and they come over here, and they want to steal the money. That's my comment. And God bless you, Dr. Jambla.
God bless you, Santiago, and you're exactly right with your call. One of the things that we see that's whipping up the antagonism, the anger, the hostility in the streets of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota is as a result of billions of dollars in fraud that's been discovered. Billions of dollars in fraud. I don't think they can get a grasp of it, even as the federal government. Some have said $13 billion, others $19 billion, and now they're saying that it's taking place, has been for years, in at least five other states that they have been able to discover. In fact, with the Department of Justice, they're already putting on task about, I believe they said, another 1,000 or something, I've forgotten the number, major number, setting up a fraud division just for fraud, as we find in Minnesota and other states, to be able to go through the process of finding who, what, when, where, and prosecuting it and bringing justice. As a result of that, we're seeing crowds in the streets. We're seeing people go start raving crazy. And supposedly, ladies and gentlemen, the rioting in the street is just peaceful demonstration. But yet, and we'll talk about it further in the broadcast, it's being paid for by the Tides Foundation, which is George Soros. It's being paid for some of the Rockefeller money. It's being paid for by other major background foundation funders, being paid for to undermine, tear down, and destroy the constitutional United States of America. It's not something that just happens overnight where somebody decides, well, I don't like what's happening in my neighborhood, in my city, my state, so I'm going to demonstrate, I'm going to riot. That's not it at all. It's not something that's just happening, how would you say, naturally. It is something that's being bought and paid for in relationship to trying to destroy the United States of America. And that is something that I believe we need to recognize and that our government needs to deal with. I'm looking at a major article. I think it's 4 or 5 pages. Headline is, who's funding the aggressive anti-ICE tactics used by the activists like Renee Nicole Good? Anyone who interferes with law enforcement, thus committing a crime, will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law, the article reads. This woman that was shot, I'll not call her name again, the activist shot by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent in Minneapolis last week after the vehicle she was operating made contact with the agent, appears to have been following aggressive tactics promoted by the leftist funded organization groups called Defend the 612. Good, that's the woman's name, 37 years old, was a loose network. She was part of a loose network of activists tracking and aiming to disrupt ICE agents' activities after discovering the network through her son's character charter school, MNICE Watch. Minnesota Watch is what the program was. An Instagram page shared screenshots from a de-arrest primer, which gives agitators advice on how to prevent law enforcement officers from taking someone into custody. And it goes on to talk about the protocol, the program, the process that she had been trained. She was trained. She was a trained agitator, a trained individual being trained to undermine, tear down, and destroy law enforcement and so forth. This article says, finally, interfering with federal law enforcement is a crime, White House spokesman Abigail Jackson told the Daily News in a statement Monday. Anyone who interferes with law enforcement, thus committing a crime, will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. But, ladies and gentlemen, the mindset is that we can go out and we can take law in our own hands. But yet, if I tried that, if you tried that, we would be summarily arrested. I'm amazed that we have so many people that's on the streets in Minneapolis and other states across the nation decrying the fact that an individual driving a vehicle tried to kill a law enforcement officer, and they're taking sides with that one and saying that that person, in fact, now the latest is that she was a wonderful Christian woman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't find any place in my Bible that would identify with that mindset that I'm going to kill a law enforcement officer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, woman who died plowing ICE agent enthralled by same liberal media that vilified Ashley Babbitt We'll talk about that in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But the major thing I want us to understand, we're witnessing the prophetic hand of God with the prophetic scriptures coming together, bringing about the last of the last days. God is in control. We're witnessing that taking place in our land and around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.